Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Daily Migs Show, only on the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Yeah! Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Coming up this Sunday, Sarah and I will be lacing up our tenny runners. Woo! To walk. We're doing Walk MS.
And also throw Danny into that pot. I just signed up, actually.
Oh, my new teammate, Danny V.
Look
Steve Higgs, looking at you.
Hey. Congratulations, you guys. I'm working on it. Can I be on the team and not walk?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm joining the team.
Anybody can join the team, absolutely.
Oh, count me in.
Walk MS. It's happening this Sunday at Gasworks Park. The walk starts at 10.
I just got kid stuff. So I'm going to try and get down there for sure. But I will definitely join the team.
And we're even talking about maybe brunching afterwards. We don't know if we'll have time. We don't know if there's time. There's always time.
Always.
But if you can't walk with us, that's okay. Maybe you'd consider making a donation to support the KISW Walk MS team and all the wonderful work that the National MS Society is doing to help find a cure for MS. So, of course, you can head to KISW.com for all the details.
Now on the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates, where lawbreakers become game changers. This week, we are playing for tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Let's meet our cellmates this morning. We have Justin in Ferndale, who is another despicable jaywalker.
I sure am a despicable jaywalker.
Where were you jaywalking?
So I was coming back from Oak Tree, and with my buddy, we just finished watching, I think it was the Wolfman at the time. But yeah, we were walking up Aurora, and we got to about 125th, and then we crossed the street because I was like, I need to pee really, really badly. And my buddy was like, oh, it's totally fine. So we just run across the street, and he turns to me and is like, I swear to God, we get pulled over. I'm like, I'm not going to get pulled over for jaywalking. Then the lights show up.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, this is going to be fun. So the cop pulls us over, and he's like, hey, why'd you guys jaywalk? And I was like, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm about to pee on your hood. I live right up the hill. Can we please just, like, get a warning? He's like, well, I got to keep you here for a little bit. Do you guys have any identification? We're like, no, we're in high school. We're, like 15, 16 out. I got the time. He's like, oh, okay. So basically gives us the whole spiel about, you know, jaywalking is dangerous and that and that. And we're like, oh, yeah, no, definitely. Meanwhile, no car on the road at 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 in the morning, I'm thinking, well, we should be less worried about jaywalking and more worried about streetwalking on Aurora.
That is the prime area, especially that little strip right there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I
have the hardest time saying with a straight face as a police officer, did you know any reason why you were jaywalking?
So many reasons. Justin, we're going to introduce you to your cellmate, who is Dane in Gig Harbor. Dane, did you inherit your dad's sprinting skills?
Unfortunately, yes. But my dad's story is so much better than any of mine. I have to tell that one.
Do it.
So apparently my dad was a paper boy in Seattle. And he was born in 48, so it would have been like in the 50s, early 60s, something like that. And he thought it'd be fun as he was delivering papers as he went back to one of the apartment buildings, to just ring all the bells because they're just all lined up vertically next to each other. So he just thought, hey, this would be fun. Mm-hmm. Ring, 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 ring. Well, a couple of the people apparently have had enough of that. So they called the cops, and my cop showed up, and they found my dad. My dad is a long-distance runner, and he thought, if I can make it at least 100 yards away from this cop, I can get away from him. My father ran a 428 mile in high school, so I believe him on that one.
But what a strange mindset to be like, if I could just get 100 meters away, whatever it was, I'll be able to get away from these cops.
Yeah, and so, you know, back in the 60s, he outran the cops and, you know, like physically on foot outran the cops.
Wow.
And so that was really kind of funny, and he was glowing with adrenaline at that point, and so he finally stopped and took a break. And he's leaning against the stop sign, breathing pretty hard. And he realized the stop sign is kind of loose in the ground. And he goes, you know, I kind of want to have a souvenir from this thing.
Oh, no.
So he stole the stop sign.
In the art of stealing the stop sign, a completely different cop had no idea what was going on, happened to be driving by.
Okay, that's awesome.
And, lit him up. Hey, son, get out here. Yeah. My dad, once again, nope. Ran away.
He ran again?
Two times a day in one day from completely different cops.
And he got away from the other cops as well?
Yeah, he literally ran away on foot. They have no idea who he is. Now they know.
That's amazing. I mean, there's no... I can't run faster than... Maybe I'd run faster than Sarah, but I can't run at all. I'm really, really bad.
You could definitely outrun me.
I don't know about
that. Oh, that's mean. That's mean.
No, it's truth.
Based on the severity of the crimes of our cellmates, Steve Miggs, who should go first in the game? Dustin, oh, or Justin or Dane?
I do love the fact that he got in trouble with the cops not once but twice for two different reasons and was able to outrun. Let's go with Dane first.
All right, Dane. First question.
Hey, I like it.
First question to you. What color is the Nordic cross on the Swedish flag?
I guess red.
Ooh, wrong. It is yellow.
Not red like a stop sign.
Justin, if you get this right, you win. If you get it wrong, the game continues. What is the medical term for a sideways curvature of the spine, which most commonly occurs in young adults during a growth spurt?
Scoliosis.
Yes. Congratulations,
that
Justin.
That was easy.
You're the big winner today, going to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Hell yeah. I got to see them last year. They were so good. They blew my mind. It was one of the most fun stage shows.
They're one of those bands, whenever like they show up on like random playlists, if I hear on the radio, I'm like, man, I like this song. Who is this? And then I realize, oh, crap, it's the Black Keys. It's always like one of those reminders. Like, they're just this band is, like, I wouldn't say under the radar because they're playing arenas, but you know what I mean? Like, they're just like one of those bands where you always forget how great they are until you hear one of their songs. You're like, oh, yeah, I can rock with this. Never seen them live, though.
Well, they are coming to Climate Pledge Arena October 3rd, and I believe that is your birthday.
That is my birthday.
They're coming for your birthday.
If they sing happy birthday, I'll go.
Okay, deal. A well-known rock record just hit its 800th week on the Billboard charts. That means it's been a top album for more than 15 years. What album is it? We'll tell you after Nirvana.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
Journey's greatest hits album became the third album to hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart. That's 15 years and almost 4 months if you're doing the math at home.
And it's their greatest hits record.
Yeah.
They're one of those bands I feel like are right up there with kind of like Kiss, The Doors, where I think they're, and I'm a big Kiss fan, so for me to say that, I'm not knocking these bands, but I feel like their greatest hits album is really all you need.
You're right. The essential Journey.
Right. I don't know if I need to go into the deep album tracks. I mean, then again, I'm not a big Journey fan.
So this album first debuted on the chart in December of 1988, and it is, so they said it's the third album that has done this, but we're going to give you the top five this morning, the top five albums that have been on the chart for a very long time.
I am curious if it's going to be more greatest hit stuff, because I'm not like accusing them of cheating the system, because I mean, it's a lot of records sold, but I think it's more impressive if it's an album of all new material, not just the greatest hits, because that just shows just like how powerful that record was, as opposed to, yeah, we grabbed all of our best songs and made an album out of it.
This one sits at number one for longest charting album.
Not surprised.
Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, 989 weeks.
It blows my mind that they were so young when they recorded that record. Have you ever seen footage of them, like, recording this record or music videos of them playing it?
Just little babies.
I mean, I think in their 20s, and I don't even think they would have said, hey, yeah, 989 weeks later, people are still buying this record. This record is still relevant. And also the production on that album, and I'm not even a big Pink Floyd fan, so it's kind of like, for me to go so geeky over this, but the production is so freaking great. Everything sounds awesome on that album.
Number two on the top five longest charting albums. Is this love? Is this
love? Is this love? Is this love? People have been smoking weed for a very long time. Not surprised.
Legend has been on the charts for 830 weeks.
I feel like everybody at some point in college owned this record.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Tara.
I'm really feeling it.
Have you watched the new Bob Marley movie?
I need to do that. I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, just based on how you were reacting to that, I figured for sure you have watched it.
Number three. This was my ringtone for a little while back in the day when you'd have a ringtone.
I'm just glad we're not listening to Don't Stop Believing.
Nice little change of pace.
Yeah, if I'm going to have to listen to Journey, I'd rather listen to something else than that.
Congratulations to Journey's greatest hits, 800 weeks.
I didn't realize Journey had any other hits besides Don't Stop Believing.
Faithfully?
It's 12 songs of Don't Stop Believing.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
I would love a band, like, whenever you see, like, those one-hit wonder bands or bands that had maybe, like, four hits, and they're like, here's the greatest hits. I'm like, you don't have enough songs to have a greatest hits record.
You don't deserve this.
And then some of their songs, I'm like, okay, are we really calling that a hit? It might be a hit with one of your super fans, but I think we're going a little too willy-nilly with the term hits. It'd be great if, like, a one-hit wonder band just put out a greatest hits album and it's just 12 versions of one song. Like an acoustic version, an EDM remix, a live version.
These are the top five longest charting albums. Number four.
All right, now we're cooking.
747 weeks for the Black Album.
So is it still charting, I wonder? Such a great song. Do you remember, you might have been too young when this album first came out, like the excitement and the anticipation.
I was one of those people that discovered Metallica late and had to work my way back.
What album did you discover them with?
Oh, God, like, it was probably like Saint Anger or something like that.
And you still wanted to go back and listen to more?
At first I was like, I don't know how I feel about this band. And then I was introduced to the first three records. And I was like, holy moly.
They're untouchable.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. I have a hardest time to pick which one's my favorite. It just depends on my mood. I Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, and Master of Puppets. You really just can't go wrong with any of those three.
Nope.
Even Injustice for All. And I remember being, that album's very big and like long. Like the songs are just like, you know, they're just out there, like, as far as, like, they're just, like, crazy turns and twists and turns. So, like, a lot of us were anticipating, what's this next Metallica record going to sound like? And when then MTV finally put out Enter Sandman, I was, like, not expecting that, but in for this. It was just, like, they just decided, you know what, we're not going to be as complicated with our song structure and just give people just a big rock album.
Number five on the top five longest charting albums.
The CCR?
You know it, baby. And I got to see John Fogerty last year. It was at a festival, and I wasn't overly excited about John Fogerty. I'm like, I'll go, obviously, see his set. It ended up being one of the highlights of the whole weekend. People were losing their minds, singing every word. It just was a flashback to my childhood because I grew up in a CCR household.
See, that's what I've learned about you, is that, like, you like a lot of, like, the newer rock music, but you're also really an old hippie in disguise. Oh,
yeah. I'm like a... Maybe a 65-year-old dude, really, is what I actually am.
I'm not going to be able to unsee that now.
And by the way, CCR's greatest hits, 689.
See, they
weeks.
Cheated, too. They got the greatest hits. Of those five, I mean, really, Metallica one is the only one I'm going to... That would be a go-to still to this day.
Yeah.
Maybe Pink Floyd, but I'm never going to listen to Bob Marley. Oh.
Too intense.
Yeah, it's just way too aggressive for me.
Well, earlier this morning, we were talking about how we were going viral on TikTok because we posted that old video of Steve passing out from getting an eyebrow piercing. The comments from random people that came across it are absolutely priceless. And we got a bunch of texts from Rockaholics asking if Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, could reenact them.
And he did.
So, of course, he did. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we shared an old video that's a favorite of Migs passing out while getting his eyebrow pierced. We put it up on the TikTok.
I'm really lightheaded right now. I might pass out. Yeah, I'm going to pass out, dude.
Whoa! And then I come through, and I've got the crazy eyes going.
So it has gone viral.
Yeah, because we talked about it yesterday. I was like, oh, well, I should probably put it somewhere other than just YouTube. And TikTok is a pretty popular form of social media when it comes to like sharing videos and things along those lines. I'm like, oh, this would be fun for our listeners. We don't have a huge TikTok following. Couple, like, I think it was like 300 at the time. And, you know, videos, most of our videos, except for the Drake Dong video that we posted, that one got like 20,000 views, which was kind of funny. But most of our videos hover around 500 to 600 views, maybe even a little bit less. It's really like our least used social media account. But I was like, oh, maybe we could start putting more stuff on there.
And we're giving credit to the hashtag piercings.
I think, yeah, put hashtag pierced, hashtag piercings, hashtag passed out, hashtag, oh, man, I'm going to get a lot of people watching this now.
In less than 24 hours, this video has gotten over 114,000 views and hundreds of comments. So we decided to go straight to the comments.
Yes, we originally had another plan to do a different straight to the comments, but because of all the Rockaholics that were texting when we were talking about this earlier, they're like, send the comments to Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and have him pick some of his favorite comments. So we did just that. We just sent them the TikTok video. We're like, here you go. Find your favorite comments and reenact them to the best of your abilities. And Jason, well, he did just that. Are you ready to hear some of the comments? And now, mind you, I think the people who listen to the show know the full context of the story about me passing out. But a lot of these people that are watching have no idea that we're a radio show, have no idea that it was done in a radio station, no idea that it was done about 20 years ago. So they're just thinking that this is just some random video that just made its way onto the internet yesterday. And the comments are priceless. All right, let's start with our first comment.
Bro just got back from the gulag and got flashbanged.
You know what that means? But I did love all the people that kept talking about how I look like I just like reset as a human being. Thanks for doing the impression there, Tyron Derek. Here's our next comment.
Control, Alt, Delete. I love passing out. It happens when I laugh or cough too hard. I had to stop smoking weed while driving just in case of coughing.
What?
And you love it?
Thank you for sharing.
There were a couple people that said there's nothing better than coming through after passing out. I'm like, I did not enjoy it at all.
Have you ever enjoyed it?
No, it's never been. Because usually I wake up to panic. There's people looking around like, what is wrong with Steve? The last thing I'm like, man, I can't wait to do that again.
Goodness, it's not that serious. Fainting for that?
Those are my favorites of all the comments. The reboot ones were my favorites, but then also the people that I don't think understand how passing out works.
Yeah, like it's like it was a choice.
Like I just couldn't handle it. Like some people are like, couldn't handle the pain. I'm like, didn't hurt at all. It wasn't like as if the piercing hurt. It felt weird, but it was just a rush of blood to the head, as Coldplay would say.
Mm-hmm.
All I can picture is you going down a slide into fire when you passed out.
Oh, that was based on the... So Danny wasn't here yesterday, but I told the story of what it felt like when I was coming back. Because I thought, I legitimately thought I went to hell. So that was a listener definitely commenting on that one. Because I thought I went to hell when I passed out. And I was sliding down like this water slide that had flames all around me. So when I come through, that's... I'm just like, I can't believe I got out of this. Wow. It was weird, man. Like, I thought I was going... It actually kind of wrecked me for a few days after that. Like, I thought... I have to change how I am as a human being. I think that was a warning.
Flirting with death.
Yes, I'm going to hell.
This dude needs to start wearing a dress. He is no longer a man.
That's right, because only women pass out.
Yeah.
I did love somebody commented on it and said, I'm a nurse or something along those lines. That 1% of the people that I have to inject with like a needle or whatever pass out, and it's typically dudes.
Hmm. Oh, that's right.
With dresses on.
Yeah.
Bro had to reboot the system for his new look to take effect.
What is that new look?
1990s Aaron Lewis.
Dude with bad sideburns and an eyebrow ring. It's a terrible decision. All right, we have one more.
What a wussy.
My thoughts exactly.
I did see somebody post it like, imagine that dude in the military. And I was just like, no, I don't want, you don't want me in the military.
And not
I'm
for
the
this.
Last, for many reasons, I'm the last guy that you want fighting for your country.
Rockaholics, the new coach of the Seahawks just made some changes that are pissing off many fans. It has nothing to do with the players on the team. We're going to tell you what it is after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
The new head coach for our Seattle Seahawks, Mike McDonald, is making some changes, trying to help the team establish their own identity, a fresh identity. But some people are not very pleased about it. They've removed some of the symbolic fixtures, like the basketball hoop and the Super Bowl team photos, which has made a lot of fans pretty upset. And so during this press conference, Leonard Williams talked about how he appreciates this fresh start.
My impressions with the team and with the coaches and with Mike, it just, you can just tell there's a sense of urgency right now. And in a way, that's kind of bringing everyone closer together. That's making everyone, it's like you could just tell there's a different sense of like, everyone's like locked in on a different level. And I remember the first day we came into the team meeting, Mike pointed out that, you know, there's empty walls in the hallways and things like that. You know, for a person like me, I think that made me really excited. And I hope it made the rest of the guys excited because, you know, we're obviously going to respect tradition and the history of the Seahawks, but I think it's given us like a clean foundation to like create whatever we want to be. We're not chasing to like be like any other team that's been here before. We want to create our own identity. Yeah, like just the walls in the building and the facility, things like that. He kind of wants to, you know, create our own slogans, create our own mantras and things like that.
And Leonard Williams, obviously a player, just signed back with the team. Everyone's very excited about that. I saw this on social media. I'm curious even if any Rockaholics have an opinion on this. Feel free, text or call us, 206-803-ROCK. And also love to hear what you guys think. Because there are some people that are like livid about this that don't understand it. I mean, I didn't get the vibe like Mike McDonald walked in with like a hammer. It's like, screw you, Marshawn Lynch. And sort of breaking down all these murals and ripping down posters and said, F everybody, this is my team now. I get the whole idea of this is a new start. I want to create a new vibe. I want to rest on the past laurels. I don't think he's giving, some people like he's giving a middle finger to the past. How are the alumni going to feel coming back? This is just weird. Do any other teams do this? I'm like, it's at the practice facility. It's not like, you know, it's not like game one of next season. They're going to say, we're getting rid of all the members that are of the Ring of Honor. Screw Matt Hasselbeck. Screw Walter Jones. It just seems like people really got bent out of shape over something that I didn't even think was that big of a deal. But I guess, you know, season hasn't started and it's, you know, there's not much to talk about in the world of football. So maybe people just need something to talk about. And this is a thing.
And they love to complain.
That's true. It is social media. But I even saw like sports media people getting all up in arms about this. And I don't know. I mean, you move into a house. You might want to change the paint job. You might want to change the vibe. You might want to move things around. I don't understand why he needs to just like continue to be whatever Pete Carroll was.
Absolutely.
It's almost like a statement.
And I think, you know, we talk about the, you know, the Legion of Boom era and all of that. And those were magical times, but we can't just keep talking about it and focusing on it and remembering how wonderful it was, we really got to look ahead and focus on the future. And I think that he's got that plan in mind.
It's not like it's the end of the world. Like, no. All of a sudden they said, we don't care about Marshawn Lynch. We don't care about Cam Chancellor. I don't know. Is anyone bothered by it? Danny, Sarah, would this bug you if you were... does this even bother you guys?
Not at all.
Right?
No, I think it's a great idea. And at that point, it's like almost like just getting rid of the mediocrity of what's been, you know? And I think that that's like a lot. I have a lot of love for Pete Carroll being a Seahawks fan, but at the same time, it's just like, yay, let's get excited for what's new to come.
Yeah, and that's a little bit of it as well for me. I feel like, you know, the Pete thing, we all were bummed to see Pete go, obviously, but it was like so many seasons of just mediocrity or less, like, yeah. I mean, not making the playoffs. The last few years have not been very good, but we all still continue to cling on to the past glory from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in a way, I think that might be, I'm not in the head of Mike McDonald. I have no idea what the hell he's doing. He's a lot smarter and brighter than me and a lot younger too, which is crazy. But maybe in his head, he's like, that's the problem with this team right now, is that everyone's just resting on the laurels of winning a Super Bowl 10 years ago. We got to strip that. We got to get rid of that. We got to start fresh.
Call me crazy, but I disagree. I don't like this at all, actually.
Yeah?
You're a sentimental person.
I'm, yes.
See, and that's the problem. I'm not.
I'm not either.
Well, and she hates, you hate change, right?
Well, and yeah, I do. Well, and my thing, too, is, okay, if you have, like, pictures of them winning a Super Bowl, like, that should be inspirational.
They hasn't been for the last 10 years, I tell you, Sarah.
No, but taking them off the wall, that's not going to help at all. Then it's just a blank wall, or there's nothing on there.
But that's the whole thing. He's like, we create new people on the wall. You guys.
But no one deserves to be on the wall right now.
All right, so let's just say, on your Facebook, do you have a bunch of pictures of you and your ex-boyfriend?
Actually, I think...
Oh, crap.
Remember, she's sentimental.
Do you have pictures hanging up on the walls of your house of you and your ex?
No, we got rid of those.
George is like, this is weird.
But, yeah.
Well, it's a little bit of an extreme analogy. I get it. But.
Well, yeah, and I'm not, like, inspiring to be my ex-boyfriend or to be with him again, right? But if, you know, if I had a goal or something, you know, people make those, like, memory, vision boards, all of that kind of crap to what they want to be or who they want to become or succeed as high as they did. So I think having Super Bowl like photos up, and if I won the Super Bowl, I would feel some type of way if I came back and that picture's not there.
Where's my picture?
I won.
Where's my
Super
picture?
Bowl.
I'm not coming back until that picture's back up.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. I've done the greatest thing, you know?
I could see you like with like a pencil or a Sharpie drawing yourself up on the wall again.
You remember how great we used to be.
You know what? This is actually kind of bringing back a little memory for me, being that I was in a sorority over at WSU, Go Cougs. You would get your composite pictures taken, right? And they would move them down the hallway as like new classes came through, and then eventually yours gets removed from the...
Not enough room.
There's not enough room, and right. You're too old. So now our composite pictures are probably in a storage unit somewhere.
Hanging out with a mural of Marshawn Lynch.
Just collecting dust. Yep. And it is a little sad, but you got to focus on the future. Make room for the new blood, Sarah.
We did get a text at 206-803-ROCK. Seattleites love to complain. I love this idea for the Hawks. They're going to be take their own pictures to put up, other photos, other memorabilia. All that stuff hasn't been thrown out. Mm-mm. I do love that he took down the basketball hoop. He's probably like, I don't play basketball. That was a Pete Carroll thing. Get rid of that thing. I
hate that sport.
Someone was even wondering, are they going to be playing music like they did with, like, because he did take down, I think, a lot of like the slogans, like the always compete and, you know, that the things that Pete Carroll made famous here with the Seahawks. But I don't know. Did you expect him to just be Pete Carroll Jr.? I didn't.
Start a new thing. It's a new era.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Daily Migs Show. Please do give us a follow on our social media at Daily Migs. Caitlin Clark, the first overall pick in the 2024 WNBA draft for the Indiana Fever, had a pretty awkward moment during her introductory press conference with this journalist named Greg Doyle.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. This is the weirdest thing ever. I don't know if you guys have seen this video, but it's amazing.
During this press conference, Greg did the heart sign with his hands and then said this to Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
There he's doing the hand thing.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine. So, question is...
Whoa. What is wrong with this guy?
Why are you going there?
What a creepy thing to say. I don't know if he... I don't think he meant it. I know he put up like a post on Twitter that was just like, that was dumb of me. I didn't mean it to come out that way. But what were you even trying to get at?
It's just things that make you go, huh?
Hey, Caitlin.
So glad you're here.
I kind of want to find the what he said, because his whole apology was kind of weird too. I don't know.
Greg Doyle.
Oh man, I the heart hands is just so funny to me, because it's like that happens so much at emo night. But the fact that she like even brings up like, oh, I do it to my family, like stay away from this almost, and he's just like, well, do it to me now.
And we'll get along just fine.
I mean, how do you, if you, I don't know what company he works for, I think it's like a newspaper, do you like, hey, Greg, what are you doing?
Yeah, be professional.
Why are you doing the heart thing to the top pick, like the future of our franchise, if not the future of the sport? And here you are going, if you do it to me, you're going to be all right.
Do you think maybe because he knows she was doing it to her family, that he was trying to win cool points or something?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm doing the thing that you do. Now we're friends.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So.
What the hell? You can ask him to sit on your lap too, Greg?
No, thanks.
There's no real defending of that. I mean, even if, like, I know he took, like, the I was an idiot, which is really all you can say, but why would you even say that out loud?
I mean, sometimes you panic and there's word vomit that happens, but, you know, I mean, he's a professional journalist.
Did he think this was going to be like a penthouse for him? Get over here, Greg.
Ew.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So.
And everybody in there is probably going, what?
Like, Greg, shut the F up,
stop,
man.
Stop talking.
You're banned from asking questions. just report on everyone else's questions, Greg.
Steve Miggs, I'm sorry that you won't get to 100 wins, 100 victories in Beat Miggs this week.
Yes.
But I know you have that to look forward to sooner rather than later. So, Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 96 wins, 25 losses, and 14 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.